Welcome everyone to another episode of the Armin Time Podcast, and today I'm sitting down with Justin from the Recon Team Watch Blog, and he's been to the podcast before, but he had an idea about an episode. We talked about it for a while, made it happen, and here we are. So how you doing, Justin?
I'm doing great, Alex. I'm very pleased to be here. How you doing?
Nice, man. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a hot week. It's been hot for everyone. I know you're in Texas, so you're hotter than me.
Oh, yeah.
but surviving, man, surviving. So actually, tomorrow is one of those days that this base do, it's like a camaraderie outing.
Morale day.
Yeah, morale day. And yeah. And my area of work, my section is doing, we're going to a range, to a civilian range, bringing our weapons and just shooting. So it's gonna be, we're gonna be there, then we're gonna barbecue, grill in the at the range, and spend the day there. So it's gonna be pretty cool.
I want to see what all your boys are wearing on their wrists when you guys are out there. I want to see a group wrist shot.
I'll tell you what. There is about four of us in that specific area that there are watch people, because we have I tell people like my section is about nerds right now, man. It's the majority of people are nerds, so they're like, I just use a smartwatch. So,
I just have an Apple Watch, yeah.
Exactly. Which is funny, because you go to our door and you have to leave the smartwatches outside, so they're all in the floor, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh. Yeah, what's the point of it then? Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, whatever. So, but yeah, man, this I know you had this idea a while back, and we were all game about it, but we never really sit down to think about it, put it down, and do the episode. And here we are. We're making it happen. So tell us, man, what are we doing today?
Today, we are talking about straps and strap options for your watch, because this is the number one way that you can accessorize to, you know, match whatever you're wearing, or just make your watch look different. And it's one of the coolest aspects of watches. There's so many options, and you're not limited just to the bracelet or the stock, you know, whatever it comes on, which I think is great.
Cool. Yeah, for sure, man. Like, you know, I said this before, like, I don't know how many times I see on watch groups, on Facebook, Instagram, doesn't matter where, people just go in there like, hey, watch straps, recommendations, NATO, leather, whatever it is, can I get some recommendations? And no one, I never really heard of anyone doing a strap-isode, like we call in this one.
Yeah, so. Strap-isode. Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's pretty cool. And I went through, made sure I didn't pick anything that you have, because I know there's some of the stuff that you have, I already have. And I'm like, okay, let's make sure I don't pick the same. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun doing all the research all the time. So I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Yeah. I love getting the information out to the masses. You know, there's most people don't have the time to sit there and research for hours and hours on end. I'm lucky enough to be medically retired right now, so I got enough time. So
yeah, that's cool. For sure. For sure. So yeah, let's get to it, man. Let's start with, we talked about it. We're going to do one and one. So I'll let you start, man. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start off with my number one. And this is going to be probably one of my favorite go-tos, just that I've just found these recently within, you know, the last 3 weeks or so. But this is going to be the Hawkrigger Calypso O-Rig. And I'm going to hold it up here so Alex can see real quick. But it's,
you've
seen pictures of it on the Instagram.
Yep. Oh,
it's
yeah.
a single pass loop style, no holes.
Nice.
And these straps are amazing, man. Stu is making these out of Cornwall, England, over in the UK. Nice. He started out making like rigger belts and canine stuff, you know, like leashes and stuff for police and such back in 2015. And then he started doing watch straps in 2019. And he's got a few colors of these O-rigs. He's always coming out with new stuff. And you can message him. I've messaged him and said, hey, you know, is there any way we could come out with like an 18 millimeter strap in this, you know, because I had just gotten some small 36 mil watches, and he obliged, which was great. And they were on his site in like a week. So That's been really cool.
Nice.
And
Nice.
these are pretty good. These are coming in at $47.95 USD. So fairly affordable. You know, they're
Yeah.
right there with the Zulu Alpha military straps. They're about
Yeah.
$50. They come in 20 and 22 millimeter, and they're a bespoke groove threaded fabric. And he's getting all most of his fabrics are coming from the same supplier over in the UK. The buckles, though, is where, I mean, he has knocked these out of the park. You can
Nice.
see these are
Yep.
custom shape. They fit the
Yeah.
wrist very well. They have
Yeah, it
his
has
own
curve
little,
to it, yeah.
it's got that curve to it, and then oh, sorry, his logo.
Yeah.
But they're really killer. He's designed all of those buckle pieces, and he has them made out of 316 marine stainless steel. It's just been a
Nice.
great strap. You know, they're one you throw on there, you cinch it down, and you don't have to worry about the hole stretching out on it or the fabric stretching when you shower. And if you
Yeah.
want to, you know, if it's hot out and your wrist swells, you just grab that little buckle and pull it back a hair, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I seen those before. I know he has different styles on it. He even have two pieces. He has some that are like elastic in some areas. It
Yeah,
has
the Huey
yeah.
straps. Yeah, they're like
Exactly, yeah.
a helicopter pilot style strap where they're a little more
Exactly.
elastic. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I noticed very quickly is like that buckle, because it's very different the way, you know, the adjusting system or the buckle system that he has looks very different. Not the typical, you know, having holes in it and stuff like that. So I like it. The shape of it seems like it's gonna be very, very comfortable. So pretty cool, man. I enjoy those. They look pretty cool. And he has
Yeah, I'm gonna
the
have to send you one to try out sometime.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
What
because
size is
I
that Aquas? The lugs on
all
there, is
that.
that 20?
No, man, the Aquas is that weird. Here, I'll
In
show you.
between.
No, it's like very small because it has, look at the how small
Oh,
it
I
is,
get it's a
man.
male,
Yeah, it looks like it's
a male and
integrated,
pink. Yeah.
but it does it's not truly integrated, but the lux width is very small.
Yeah, that might
Yeah.
look awkward on like a 16 mil NATO or something. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'll send
because
you a
then
20 mil to try out on something else. Yeah.
yeah, I'll try it on the other watches. Yeah, this ones are, you know, and they the way Aura sells the straps for this, they call it it depends on the, because the 39 and a half is different lug width than the 41 and the 43, but they go with how wide the full top of the strap is, not really the log with, so
Okay,
it's
it's a little
weird,
weird.
but
Yeah, that is a
yeah,
little wonky.
it's a weird thing. It's one of the things that I think not a lot of people enjoy about the Aquas is
Yeah,
the weird shape that it has, because people get confused about it. But
at least the bracelet looks killer on it. I mean, it's a
oh
beautiful
yeah,
watch for sure.
it's a beautiful watch for sure, man. But yeah, the I love those straps. I've been seeing them around, and you're right, man. Like that price point is perfect because it's not too high, it's not too low, so that it, you know, honestly, a lot of times you're gonna get people that they want to go for a strap, and it's crazy because they'll be like, it's a little low in price. They might not be good, you know, even there's no
Yeah.
relation to it. They just don't. You know, so that's a good
We've got some of
price
those on
point.
my list. We'll talk
Oh
about those
yeah,
too.
me
We'll talk
too.
about some
Me
real
too.
cheap ones. Yeah.
So now for me, for my first one, I'm gonna stay across the pond, right? I'm gonna stay across the
All
pond.
right,
But
cool.
this ones are from Australia. And this guy, he started at Etsy doing straps years
Nice.
ago, and then now he has his own website. And I found them because he does elastic NATOs, and
Oh,
this
cool.
to me were the ones that, you know, yeah, you can go get an Erica's original, and I have an Erica's original, and they're great, but they're gonna cost you $100, right? So you're paying $100 and something dollars depending on which one you get, and it takes time. Now this guy is charging you $23.90 for a strap, for elastic NATO strap, and you can get, you know, steel, regular steel buckles. You can get bronze. You can get PVD coated. So he has a bunch of different different styles. He started doing it, and a lot of people from military backgrounds started buying his straps. So he started adding in the buckle. You can add U.S. You can
that's neat.
You know, a little flag. He'll add a little flag that he sew in into the elastic NATO if you want to. He does it for Australia, British military, U.S. military. He those little things. But, you know, 2390 elastic NATO, the elastic on it is great, super comfortable. Honestly, when I first bought it, I bought it for the watch that I was using for PT, and I loved it. I put it on the Hamilton that I used to have, the khaki navy. I had a blue one from him. Nice. Great strap. The company, the website is jweskieswatchstraps.com, and he has an Instagram page, and the Instagram is just jweskies. Okay. And he has all the straps right there. He has other straps, but the ones that I have tried that I love about from him is the Marine National style,
NATO styles. Nice.
Yeah, they super cool. Single NATO loop, and it's elastic. So for people that, you know, want to try something like the Erica's original, but they don't want to pay $120, there's a great option. And they last. I did PT with it for the whole time I was in my last unit in Alaska. Never had an issue with. I still have the strap.
Dang, and, that's impressive, because yeah. I was, what, probably 4 years or so?
Yeah, maybe longer. 3 years. Yeah. I was 3 years in Alaska. I'm almost been a year here.
That's so killer.
Yeah, that's before it, right now.
$20, wow.
Yeah, $23.90. So pretty good, man. Pretty good. The elastic is not as thick as the elastic that Erica's original uses. But the thing that I would say is for outdoors activities, it's more comfortable because it's thinner.
Yeah, I was going to say it probably breathes a little bit more too. Yep. Yeah, and when you're sweating and stuff, exactly. Yeah, it'd probably be a lot better. Plus, I haven't been big on elastic straps for whatever reason, probably just because I haven't had a lot of them, you know, maybe one in the last year. But I feel like I may end up having to pick one of these up now that you've recommended it for my workouts.
Yeah, and I would say, like, there's a lot of different elastic NATOs out there, and the difference is always going to be on the closure, right? The some people have these weird ways of closing the elastic NATOs, and they tend to give in as the pressure of the elastic comes. With this ones are the same single pass, regular one loop, and regular buckle, just like the Erica's originals are. So it's very, very easy to put on, and they just don't move.
Heck yeah, those are nice and simple, yeah.
Yeah, nice and simple.
So I think probably. I had a CNS one a long time ago at some point. It was like a 22 mil though, and I had it on something weird, and I just wasn't wearing that watch. So yeah, I'm
definitely gonna try one of those out. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yeah,
that was my first pick. JWE Skies.
Yep, jweskies.com. He's out of Australia. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a solid choice, dude. I honestly don't have any elastic on mine, so that's a killer choice. Good job. Thank you.
All right. Back to you.
All right, my number two, this is so going around along with the cheap straps. You said, you know, sometimes they get scared. You may go on the website, you see a strap for $9.95. Does that sound too good to be true?
Yeah, too good to be true. Right? Yeah.
Well, CNS watch bands and straps, they've been known for super cheap straps. So this one I chose as my number two is going to be the ribbed.
Nice. Yeah, the rib. Yeah.
Very simple. Yep. I think my favorite thing about these, what I really love, is just how thin they are. These are going to be even thinner than the Zulu Alpha straps that come in at 1.2 millimeters. So these are going to be really good for your ball engineers that have extremely close lug holes to the watch case. So it makes threading, you know, anything else in there impossible. And these work great for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And these come in so many sizes too. This is what's so killer about these straps and this company. They come in 18 millimeter, 19 millimeter, 20, 21, 22, and 24. And they're all the same
Nice.
price, $9. I mean, just under $10. And
That's crazy.
I think if you order five or more straps, you get them even further discounted. So there's bulk
Yeah.
pricing as you purchase more. So.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I love that rib style, man. That rib style is crazy.
They're
I
slept
love
on. I mean, yeah,
it.
through when I just scroll on Instagram, I don't see a whole lot of them, except for the couple of people that I know who are buying CNS straps and who, wear their other ones too, but they're really good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know how thin they were because you're right, like a lot of times, especially the rib, because you get a little bit more thickness in there. So like
Yeah.
if the strap is already thick, and the watch has those short lugs, they're
You'd be
pretty
popping spring
tight.
bars,
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's pretty legit, man. Yeah, CNS, man. I don't honestly, I don't know how they make money.
Yeah.
95, that's insane,
He
man.
got in with a really good fabric guy, whoever's
Yeah.
making his stuff. 'Cause I think, yeah, I was reading on his website earlier before we started, and he started all the way back in 2012.
Oh,
And
wow.
he was, yeah, so he was just selling other people's straps.
Yeah.
He would contact a strap maker and be like, hey, let's make a deal. I'll sell these on my site.
Exactly, yeah.
And then in 2016, that's when he reached out to a manufacturer and started doing his own design cues and stuff like that and coming out with his own straps.
Nice. Yeah, one of the things that I haven't pulled the trigger on, and I actually was looking at one of the CNS strap rib straps. But every time I see it on someone else, I'm like, man, that looks so good. Is the yellow, the mustard?
Yeah, the mustard one looks great.
Yeah. I'm
And these
like,
don't
every time,
stretch at all.
great.
Zero
Dude,
stretch, yeah.
every time I see it on someone, like TimePak has one.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I see it on his watches and people's watches, I'm like, man, it looks so good. And then I go to a website, I'm like, it's not gonna look good on me. And then I don't get it. And then I see
Yeah,
it
you gotta
later on
maybe pick one
someone
up in
else.
a different color, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that mustard, when he had it, I think it was, man, he had it, I think it was on his tutor sub. And I remember looking at it. No, I think he had it on his Explorer.
Yeah,
And
I think it
I
was,
was
yeah.
like, yeah. And I was like, oh man, this is so good. And I remember telling him, like, man, I don't know what it is about that mustard color ripped straps with the black watches. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's almost like an earthy tone, like
Yeah,
a dirt
exactly.
yellow almost. I think that's why it makes it look so good. And it pairs so well with greens and browns and all those different blacks too. It pairs very well with. One thing I will say this real quick for all the listeners out there, if you are going to order from CNS Watch Bands, make sure, please, if you're in the United States, to pay for upgraded shipping. These are coming out of Stockholm, and if you don't pay
Got
for
it.
the upgraded shipping, it'll get hung up in customs every time. It just will.
Got it.
There's some kind of difference between their postage cost, and then
Yeah.
when it gets to our customs, it kicks back. So you've got to make sure you pay the extra $9 or
Got it.
$10 for the FedEx or UPS, whichever you choose, but it's a lifesaver.
That's good to know, man. That's good to know for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, that's a pro tip
Yeah,
right
that seriously is a
there.
pro tip, because I did not listen to my friends when they told me that, or it went in one ear
Yeah,
and out the other, because I'm
exactly.
like, dude, I ordered these 2 months ago. Where are they? And they're like, did you pay for upgraded shipping? And I'm like, huh? Like, no. So of course I had to email them. I'm like, dude, can I just pay you guys the extra $9, please? And they're like, yeah, we'll get it to you. So
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. So now I know it. Now I know it.
yeah,
I'm
I don't
gonna
want
keep that.
anybody having a poor experience with the first order and then not using them or canceling the order, because they're killer straps. And I've been wearing these ribs for 8 months, and I'm out working out 2 times a day, morning and afternoon. I'm in the water quite a bit, and they are just holding up. This isn't, I mean, no frays on at all. The only thing really is that sometimes it'll, fade a little bit, but
Nice.
it virtually looks brand new, other than, kind of the marks where it's been
Yeah,
set
man, it
up on
looks
the
brand
watch.
new.
But they're killer for
Yeah,
sure.
that's pretty cool. All right.
So what's your number two?
My number two, I crossed the pond back to the United States.
All right.
And I'm going with a veteran-owned company. I'm going with Mushy Straps. Okay. So I know that recently they had an issue with their Instagram page, and they had to restart someone. It was an issue. So new page, and he made a video about it and all that stuff. Yeah. But the Mushy Straps, they veteran-owned company. They make pretty much anything from two-piece canvas two pieces. They make regular NATOs, nylon, rubber, leather. So the one that I like a lot is the canvas two-piece. It gives that vintage military look of like a canvas, like wore out canvas strap.
I like that.
Super cool,
like retro. Would be on like a vintage Hamilton khaki from like the 60s, exactly. Something like that. Yeah, exactly. I love that look.
And they come in black, khaki, and army green, he calls it, but it's just
perfect.
Green. $15, $14.99, man. $14.99.
Y'all listen up, people.
Yeah, $14.99. So he came out with a canvas watch roll. It's nice. Basically the same colors, same materials as the strap, but a roll. And I love it, man. Super soft inside. It has that. One? Yeah, I have one.
Oh, nice.
Super soft inside. It has that very rough, like vintage looking canvas outside. Man, super cool looking. Super.
I'm gonna have to pick one up, man. You're making my list for me of stuff I'm gonna have to order after we get off here.
Yeah, it was super nice, man. And I got it super quick, legit. I've been using it every time I travel. Because I don't put watches on the check-in bags, so yeah. I keep the watch roll, and I only take like maybe one other watch, so I'll keep my watch roll in my carry-on, and I have my other watch in there. Never had an issue. Super nice. Never had any issues with it. Still holding strong. And the strap is $14.99, right? But the canvas and suede watch roll is $29.99.
That's killer too.
Yeah, it's still super, super low price. And again, you know, military owned. So it's
Out there and support those veterans and show some local love. Where's he out of again?
If I remember correctly, North Carolina is where he's out of.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So
probably an army guy, huh?
Yeah, 15 years. He's been collecting watches for 15 years. And you know, I think the guy that owns the company right now is not the guy that started it. It was another military guy that started it. And so like it's been around for 15 years too, but
that's cool.
But you know, he does all the distribution, quality assurance, and everything in-house. You know, he does.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's always good when it's the same guy doing it all. He's getting hands-on with it. So when you message him and you're like, hey, I have an issue, you send him a picture and he's going to know exactly what you're talking about. It's not going to be some billion-dollar company where the guy's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, 100% money back guarantee. So you can't.
Oh, wow. That's killer.
Yeah.
That's some good business practice right there.
Yep. So really cool, man. Really cool. He does the whole, like a lot, I think majority of his NATOs are dual pass, but you can cut the extra piece and just make a single pass. They're super comfortable. So
heck yeah. That's sick. Yeah, man. I'm going to have to get one of those watch rolls. I've been kind of in the market looking on like Amazon and stuff for them. And I'm like, man, none of these really look like anything I want. So
yeah, this one's super cool, man. Super cool. They're great. No issues. I haven't had no issues, and the inside is super soft, so it protects the watch. It's pretty cool.
Heck yeah! Maybe you guys can get a government cheese time collab on.
Oh yeah! I gotta talk to him.
Podcast. That's some huadinki rolls. That'd be sick.
Exactly, man. Cool. I gotta. The hat is incoming. The huadinki hat is incoming. It's just I had to switch stores because the other guys decided to close down. So I had to switch the person making it. And it's hard to find someone that makes exactly like you want it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, Wrist of Today, the one of our contributors for the blog, he's a submariner guy, and he's getting ready to come out with some cool swag, too. We've been talking about it.
Nice.
It's making me want to make some swag, too.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
Challenge coins and stuff.
Yeah, like, I know who you're talking about because I'm going to talk to him soon.
Yeah, that was the thing I meant to mention to you before we even started was, man, I need to get you. Get you linked up with my boy. He's got some cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I linked up with him. He's we have a date plan and everything. So
heck yeah, right on. That'll be a good episode.
Yeah, for sure.
A Brit.
Yeah, exactly.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man.
Yep. All right, my number three. So I just went two overseas back to back. So I'm gonna do what was gonna be my number five, and we're gonna come back to the U.S. And we're going to go somewhere pretty close to the Midwest over in Kansas City. And this is going to be the Dryden Watch Company. And I chose their waffle rubber straps.
Nice.
If you look on my Instagram, listeners, you'll see a picture I posted recently of it on Hamilton Khaki Field. These guys have the quick disconnect spring bars. Yep. And they're the good ones, too, the shoulderless. So these things aren't coming out. These are quite a bit thicker than most, you know, rubber straps. Like the Tropics, they're probably about double the thickness of a Tropic. So I feel like they're going to last probably twice as long as a Tropic. Nice. Where they're not going to be as prone to tearing and stuff like that. And this is a really cool thing, too, that I haven't really seen on many other straps, is they have a built-in kind of keeper holder for the first keeper.
Yeah,
and it's kind of molded into that rubber. So
nice. Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Many times on rubber straps where you have both of them that'll slide up and down, and they get wonky. They figured it out by putting a little locking mechanism on there, which
that's
is pretty,
pretty cool.
Neat. Oh yeah, and these come in at right at $30, and they make them in 20 and 22 millimeter. And it's this is funny. Just to say this out loud, it's hypoallergenic. Rubber.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know in case you guys have rubber allergies or anything.
Yeah, rubber.
But they're cool, man. Dryden's a great company, US based. He's over there in Kansas City, and he started off back in 2019. And I think the version one of their quartz chronograph was the first watch that they released that kind of got them started. And they have loads of straps on their website, a whole bunch of different colors. They have, you know, kind of almost like the company you're just talking about. They've got leather straps, rubber straps, some fabric straps. And I think they have some NATO style, if you will, on there as well. All pretty, pretty affordable. Their watches are super affordable, you know, right in the $300 to $400 range. Yeah. And I think their quartz chrono is even cheaper. It's like $280 or something like that. Great watches, great guy.
Nice, man. Yeah, it's I was telling you, man, it's crazy. I got here to Kansas and I still haven't linked up with him. So I'm not too far
from Kansas.
Yeah, if
you're listening, Jerry. Yeah. If you're listening, hit up my boy Alex.
Yeah.
Cause y'all need to link up.
Yeah, for sure. Cause Kansas City is about an hour and 40 minutes from me, depending on what part of Kansas City you're in. But or you're going to, but I definitely, it's an easy trip. I mean, it's Kansas. It's a little hilly, but that's it.
Not bad.
Little bitty hills. So it's not a bad trip. So I definitely need to get in contact with him. Go over there.
That'd be cool.
Maybe do an episode up there with him, you know, like
that would be really cool. Yeah. Get Dryden really on cool. and talk some Dryden watches. I love supporting, you know, American companies when we can. And especially when they're putting stuff out for the people, you know, I feel when Jerry started that company, it was to make sick watches that were affordable, you know, that everybody could get their hands on. And he has a Kansas City Chiefs colorway in that
Nice.
yeah in that quartz chronograph, which is pretty cool. I've
Yeah.
seen pictures on his Instagram of like him at the game and like other
Yeah.
people tagging him wrist shots at the stands and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I definitely need to stop being lazy and get on get with him and go visit him over here up there and
Yeah, that'd be a cool collab.
stuff. So yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I like that locking mechanism that they did for that first keeper.
Yeah, what do you feel on rubber straps? You know what I mean? Are you reaching for a
So
rubber strap quite often?
I like rubber straps. My go-to for rubber straps is whenever I'm doing something with water or something that like dirt, right? Or the
Yeah.
combination of both, mud, right? So like
100%. Yeah, it's not going to set into the
yeah,
fabric. Yeah.
exactly. I
Smart
like it
choice.
because you know, NATOs are great, like when you're sweating, you know, it helps with the sweating and stuff, but the problem is that's it. It's like you said, it sips in, it's staying
Yeah.
there, you know, like sure, you can bleach it, you're gonna ruin it. So you know, it doesn't matter, it's gonna stay there. So with rubber, you know, pretty easy to wash it, you don't have any issues.
Yeah, you
So
take a toothbrush and some Dawn dish
yeah.
soap and it's
Yeah.
looking brand new again. Yeah,
Yep.
they're very hard to beat. I feel like they last also a lot longer than fabrics. Like
Yeah.
you said, once stuff sets into that fabric, it starts to
Yeah.
deteriorate it.
Yeah.
Just like in fire rescue, in my case, I was a
Yeah.
rescue technician, which we dealt with ropes a lot for rope rescue. Anytime dirt got into that rope, you would have to check
Yeah.
it constantly because it tears it up. You know, little sand
Yep. Yeah.
particles will cut it and
Little
cut
by
it and
little.
cut it and make it no good. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, little by little, those little particles in sand, man, they ruin anything.
Ruin everything. Yeah.
Everything. So this is it's out of control. But yeah, I like it. And that waffle style, I like it a lot because it gives a little bit of breathing room
Yeah.
in your wrist and stuff like that. So I like it. That's pretty cool, man.
Oh yeah, what do you
Pretty
got
cool.
for yours?
So for my next one, it's this one I first got in a while back, but the controversy, I guess, was with my Seamaster, right? Because
Uh-oh.
I'm going to Uncle Seiko, right? Which used to be Uncle Seiko, now it's Uncle Straps.
Yeah.
I don't,
Yeah, that was sorry to hear. I liked the
yeah,
first name. It
yeah.
was cool.
So I had to change the name, but Uncle Straps. So in between quotations, Uncle Seiko,
Yeah, big
and
quotes.
yeah, and he so this one I wanted to go specifically for the specific design straps, right? Or slash bracelets, because
Yeah.
what I like about it is there's a lot of us that either own Seikos or the majority of the watches that you see in military community still to stay around Hamilton, Omega, you know, Tudors. So
Yeah.
the fact that he has also bracelets and straps made specifically for those brands makes it pretty cool because they're fitted for them. So, you
Yeah, and he
know,
does a great job at it as well. They're almost you almost
exactly.
cannot tell until you do a wrist roll and you
Yeah,
see that
exactly.
clasp,
And
yeah.
yeah, so, you know, he has the curved ones that are custom curved for the specific watches. He also has straight ones for they are pretty close to the watch. He does it very well. His waffle straps also, I love them. Really cool. But dude, when I got my Seamaster, I don't like the Seamaster's bracelet.
Yeah.
So I took it off the first day. And it's never been on that watch.
Yeah,
I put a Uncle Seiko president style bracelet custom for the Seamaster, so it was perfectly fitting
nice.
and it was super comfortable, like the president style. That because I said it before, I love that jingly style bracelet. So funny story, I got that that's it was always there, right? So I went to my Red Bar meetup with my Seamaster on that bracelet, and everyone was asking me about that bracelet because it looks so cool. But there was this one guy that came and wanted to take a look at the watch. And then when he asked me about the bracelet, he was like, whoa, it looks amazing. Like, you know, like, is that a Speedmaster bracelet? And I was like, oh, this is Uncle Seiko. And I turned it around and it had the little logo on the clasp and his face of disgust that that I was wearing something that wasn't Omega on an Omega watch.
He saw that you and was like, how dare you?
Yeah, he was like, how dare you? He stopped talking. He never talked to me again that night, but he was the only person that was like that. Everybody else was super cool. But
that's got to be hard to live life like that.
Yeah, it got to be hard. It got to be hard, man. I was like, I laughed, you know, like I don't take it personal. It is what it is. But honestly, it's super comfortable. And unless you're spending three times that amount of money, because
like on a the bracelets, what is it, Forstner? And Forstner, yeah. Big strap maker Forstner, too, for Omega.
Exactly. Yeah. So with Forstner, you're gonna they're great quality bracelets, but you're gonna spend three times amount. You know, with this one you're spending $100, $110, $100. You know, they're a little up there, but they're bracelets.
But that's so respectable when you look at it in the larger picture of things, right? Yeah. When you look at Doxa and their bracelets are like $500. You look at Sin, some of Sin's bracelets are $800 for their 5.56 and 8.56 units.
Yeah.
Astronomical.
Yep. Astronomical. And, you know, to me, this guy is producing a great quality bracelets, great quality straps, because his straps are super cool. And then, you know, the price is great. You know, you can't, having a bracelet that everyone compliments because they think it's an actual Omega bracelet, and it's $120, and that's one of the most expensive ones because it's the president style, you know. But it's super cool. And like I said, the other thing that I like about him is the fitted custom straps.
Oh yeah, so, yeah. I've had a little bit of experience with Uncle Seiko. I have one of their Velcro single pass, kind of like NASA style ish straps, and then I had actually sold one of the guys that was on your pod. What's his tag? Yeah, he bought that Seiko, the King Seiko, from me, and that King Seiko was actually on an Uncle Seiko bracelet.
Nice.
It was a buddy's watch. He had sent it to me. He was like, "Hey, try this out. If you like it, you can buy it from me." And I was like, "Okay." So I wore it, you know, size the bracelet. It was a great bracelet. And Seikos tend to wear smaller than they are, but that SRPE at 45 mils was just a little bit too much for my 7-inch wrist. So I ended up selling it, but it worked out great because he was looking for that watch, and I posted it, and he hit me up immediately. Yeah. And I mailed it off to him. He's very happy to get it. And I've seen him post some pictures of him working at work, which was great to listen to the episode, hear him talk about working in these machine shops and doing this stuff. And then to see him wear this watch that I sold him, you know, doing his job was great to see. That's the community is awesome.
Yeah, it's great, man. Yeah, you're talking about the guy, his page is the C-Squad. Archer was taken.
Archer was taken,
It was great because he took the watch and he put it to use right away, man.
Yeah, he went straight to where it was going to be. Yeah, he posted a wrist shot, like standing right next to one of the machine units he was working on. I was like, heck yeah, dude. That's what it's all about. Tool watches, right? That's what we're about. I mean, getting out there and using them. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like the straps per se, they're like $39. So, you know,
that's a great deal.
Super great deal. You know, amazing quality. So hit him up. And the cool thing about it is he has this table on his website, right, that for bracelets themselves, a lot of people are looking for additional bracelets to, you know, replace what they have from if they don't like the bracelet. So as they find Uncle Seiko bracelets or Uncle Straps bracelets that fit their watches, they will let him know. And he has this table where he has what bracelet is on top, and then it goes down listing all the
compatible
watches that is compatible.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So you're able to see, and then if it's there, you know for a fact it's gonna fit.
I hadn't even noticed that, to be honest. Yeah. And I had been on there a bunch looking at I was trying to actually find an Uncle Seiko bracelet for this watch, my SRPE 15J1, because unfortunately when Seiko first released these, they released four or five colorways, but they were all on canvas straps.
All on straps, yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't find one on there yet. So Uncle Seiko, if you're listening,
Yeah, he has that table there, man. It works wonders. And I know he came out recently also with like the it looks like they're beaded blasted bracelets for the Hamiltons or had the same material. So like it matches, you know. So
yeah,
it
was amazing. I like that.
Yeah, so pretty cool. I remember I even had for my Sanging Gypsy, I had a bracelet from him for a Seiko SRP, don't remember which one, but it fit the Sanging Gypsy. So
That's crazy.
And I remember when I first got it, it was a bunch of people that hit me up like, man, what bracelet is that? So I told everyone, I was like, hey, here's the link. Go get it.
Yeah, I saw a Gypsy pop up for sale on one of the groups, the Sanging groups, and it was like a yellow, it had yellow on the dial, and the case was like gray, kind of bead blasted looking. And I was thinking, because I have that Time Factors Baby Dreadnought, and it's the same style, bead blasted case, bead blasted bracelet. And I was like, man, that would be so cool to match up like a bracelet onto that. I think it was on rubber or something like that.
But yeah, man, that was
Uncle Seiko's a great pick, man. Especially, you guys out there listening, Uncle Seiko, if you're looking for a bracelet, go there. You won't be disappointed. Yeah. A lot of the stuff that you'll find like on Amazon and stuff like that is going to be really cheap stuff out of China. And most of the problems are going to be with the screws or the push pins that they use to secure them. Not necessarily the bracelet itself or the finishing on the bracelet, but just the cheaper hardware. That's where you're going to have failures. And I feel like that's where you pay a little bit more for Uncle Seiko.
Exactly, yeah.
It'll last.
Yeah, because, that's the thing, man. Like, you know, a lot of people are using, let's say, they're using NATOs because they want, like, that second point of protection that if it's one spring bar fails, the watch is not on the ground, right?
Yeah.
So, but you got to sometimes you just got to make sure you get the right ones because
And then there's like other things too that I've noticed too when it comes, you know, just from my experience and messing with my own watches. A big thing that I love is if you can find a watch that comes with a bracelet that also has drilled lugs, then you upgrade the spring bars to some really good shoulderless spring bars. Yeah. You will never have that pop out. I mean, unless your hand's getting cut off.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Or you just got hit by a car, maybe.
But at that point, you have another issue, man.
Yeah, you've got more problems to be worrying about than your watch falling off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a good pick.
What you got, man?
Yeah, so my last two are actually going back to my first two, but just different choices, you know. So we're going to go with another cheap CNS watch bands. I can't say their first name because they got it striked down in trademark court or something from that meanie guy who likes to trademark NATO.
Yeah.
And so I went with this is probably my second favorite of their offerings too. And it's going to be the Cotton NATO. And this is going to be one you've probably seen a whole bunch. It's a little bit thicker than the rib.
Yeah.
Very soft. These are a blend of cotton and I think polyester, nylon, sorry, cotton and nylon mixture. And then they have stainless steel hardware. And these are coming in at even better of a price, as listeners. These come in at $7.95 USD. And this is also, if you bulk purchase these, I think if you buy like 15, you get them for like $4 a piece, which is huge savings. And these also come in a ton of sizes. So anybody who's listening, don't count these off. These come in at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 24 millimeters. So they've got you covered.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Pretty much go on any watch. I mean, the one thing I will say, guys, is like when I was talking about the rib straps, about them being thin and being able to fit on majority of watches, these are a little thicker. So these will be harder to get on to the tighter fitting watches. But these have a little more stretch to them, which I kind of like in the summertime when my wrist starts to swell. It doesn't feel as restricting as say the ribbed mite if it was really, really hot out. Tons of colors too. Tons of colors.
Nice.
You had any
That's pretty
experience with
cool.
those, with the cottons?
No, so with those ones, I haven't had any experience, man.
It's a weird fabric to make NATOs out of. It wasn't anything I'd tried until I saw them on CNS, or I'd seen somebody use them on Instagram that I knew and asked him about them.
They got to be comfortable,
Super
though.
comfortable. I think the one downside, and it's pretty much what everybody I've ever asked, before I ordered them has said, is they just don't last as long. They stretch out faster, and that's just due to the, the fabrics that they use. But at $7.95, I mean, come on, these are basically a throwaway commodity. Once they stretch out, take the hardware off, keep the hardware, keep on rolling, you can throw them
Yeah, no,
onto
you're
something
right.
else if you
I
want.
mean, at $7, you can't, dude, you can order 20, keep them for
Yeah,
the
you could be set for, I mean, a
year.
couple of years. You just order, if you're one of those guys that, gets one watch, one strap that he likes, and then orders a bunch of them to last, you'd be set.
Yeah, the cool thing about it too, man, is like, how many colors do they have those on?
Oh, so many, dude.
Yeah,
So
that's what I'm
many.
saying.
Every
Like,
all of their straps come in so many different colorways. They have like, the Bonds, the Craigs, the racing colors, the mustards. They make the cottons and the mustard too, the mustard seed,
Nice.
white, black. Yeah, you're pretty much any color you could think of, they've got it.
Yeah, and for $7, you can pick up a couple of different colors. And honestly, it's what everyone says, right? Like at the end of the day, a lot of times people start saying, "Oh, I don't use this watch anymore that much." Probably because it's been the same configuration the whole time. But a lot of
Yeah,
times
you get bored
people
of it.
always tell you, put a different strap on, it will catch on life again. So
Yeah, it really does. It breathes a whole new life into it. It's incredible what a strap can do.
And for $7, you can get a couple in there and
And these too, I
different
didn't even show
colors.
you these either. This is my last CNS one, so I'm gonna bring this up to you as well. You brought up those watch rolls, but
Oh
they have these little, they're little
pouches.
single watch pouches. I want to say these are $9, maybe
Oh,
$7.
wow.
They're real cheap. Yeah, I ordered three of them, but
With a
you
little pillow.
basically throw your watch around it like so, and then just slide it down into the pouch. I've
That's
been kind
pretty
of
cool,
using
man.
these for when I just want to take one watch with me, throw it in
Exactly.
my backpack. You can even just throw this in your pocket, if you want to take one watch with you to Red Bar event or something.
Yeah,
But
exactly. Yeah, because it's a single pouch. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
and
pretty cool,
really
man.
everything on CNS, website is cheap. That's, I feel like that's his kind of bread and butter when you look at it. It's like every single thing on there is very affordable and insanely cheap.
Yeah, man. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and
They're
I
fun.
think, for fun changes and stuff like that, that's perfect, because people don't want to spend, if a lot of times people want different colors and different stuff, but they don't want to spend, $80 on every single one to have three, four of them, so
Yeah,
it's
I
cool
mean,
to
if
have one strap that is a little bit pricier or a couple, but then the rest of them be fun,
exactly, yeah. I mean, if Zulu Alpha was selling them a little bit cheaper, I would have way more of his straps, you know what I mean? But when it's $120 a strap, I mean, that's just too rich for my blood. I can't buy five of them things, and that's a whole new watch for me. But I have been glad, to get to try some of them out. They are good straps.
No, yeah, for sure, for sure. But talking about Zulu Alpha, so what I'm gonna do is this, my last one is one that I have talked about before a lot. It's not a Zulu Alpha, but is the AWWC Decon 2, the
Ooh,
Decon 2. So,
dang.
man, like
Flexing
this
on them.
one, and this one is going to be more pricey, right? This one is $130. But, it comes in 20 millimeters, 22, 24, 26. And the thing about this is, man, like for the longest, I wasn't able to experience it because when all of these straps from AWWC started releasing, I was leaving Alaska. So I basically, the problem in Alaska was if I ordered when I was leaving, I ran the risk that it got delayed somewhere and then it got
You
stuck.
lose
I
it.
wouldn't get it and then I would leave and never have it.
Yeah.
So And then the last week and a half, I was in a hotel. I wasn't in the house. I already turned in the house, so I didn't have an address anymore. And then the moving over here, waiting to get a house, to get an address.
It's a process.
Then I got, and then I got housing, and the house was in a brand new neighborhood, so I didn't even have an address yet. So because the address wouldn't populate for the USPS. For like 2 weeks. So it was a hassle. And dude, Jason from Watch Rolling bought a second one, and he waited to send it to me. And when I got an address, he sent it to me. And I tell you what,
bro, Jason's the man, dude. He hooked up with that deep too. What a great guy.
The man. But I tell you what, man, like that guy, that strap, when I got it, I put it on. Oh my God. Dude, I don't know what it is. Cause it's when you look at on the website, it says Deacon Robert NATO style inspires watch strap, right? But the thing is, it's not really rubber. It's like a mixture of materials. And I don't know what it is, but it's like the thing about it is, like you were saying, it's super thin.
Yeah.
So not thick rubber. So you can use it as a single pass NATO.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
You can put it in through a lot of watches because that thing is super thin. And then the other thing is it has elasticity to it. So when you touch it, when you feel it in your hand, super tough, right? But as soon as you put it on, man, you can sink it in and get it real tight. It's not going to bother you because it has so much elasticity to it that, you know, it's tight on your wrist, but as you move your hand and stuff and you're doing things, it gives in with it. So
that is so bizarre, because when I go on their website and I looked at these for the first time, I was like, man, that sounds like a really stiff, really hurtful strap. You know, when you think of a rubber strap, I'm thinking like tire rubber and it being real thick.
Yep.
That's and crazy. That's
the whole time, you know, like you think about a strap that looks like it looks, and you see it and it looks like it's tough, right? So you think, okay, so this is going to be tough rubber. It's going to be pretty. Nah, man, I'm telling you, Alex had that thing right, man. Like, I don't know who his supplier was. I don't know the material. I don't know none of that stuff because I don't even ask. That's his thing, his baby, right? But I'm telling you, it's amazing. And I wear it for anything from going to the field, rock marches, anything. And every time I have it on, you know, I never had the watch moving around. I never had issues with it.
Nice.
It gets wet. You can clean it under the sink. It doesn't get stiff with the dirt after you water it down or nothing. Man, it's great. And then the thing that I don't know if people do this, but if you don't, I recommend it, right? Like, you buy the strap and it comes with keepers. You buy the keepers. You can buy extra keepers, put them on, and then cut the end at an angle so it fits even better. And then make it yours, you know, like curve it.
Yeah.
I have mine curved. Alex has his at bevel angles, you know. So,
nice.
You know, it's however you want to make it yours. But, dude, it is so comfortable. It is worth the price for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. It doesn't Anti-Watch Club, aren't they like donating, you know, proceeds to foundations everything. And like, stuff?
The only thing that they take from what we buy from their website or from them is what the money necessary to produce more material, more things, more product. That's the only thing that they take. Everything else is put away for helping veterans, LEOs, first responders and stuff like that.
That's
they don't take any salary, dude, any salary at all. Not 1%. So everything is given. That's the thing, you know, it's like the founders for AWWC, they all have jobs. They're all either veterans or they, you know, work full-time jobs. They don't have any, this is not their job. They don't take.
Yeah. Most of them are like full-time LEOs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They're busy.
So they're doing this in their own time. Dude, Alex doesn't sleep. I don't know what he does. He's an alien. I'm telling you.
he's a beast. He's got David Goggins in him, dude.
Yes. When I did my podcast with him.
These boats?
Dude, I'm telling you, when I did my podcast with Alex, I think we talked until like, we finished, we started early, did the podcast, talked until like 2:30, 3 in the morning. And he hanged up because he knew I was tired, but he, dude, he looked, he was like, yeah, I'm going to do some research right now. I'm going to do this. I was like, dude, man, you are a different breed.
That's a monster. It's like, yeah. I got to get my 8 hours.
Yeah. Like, but you know, you can tell the amount of love that he puts into this product because, you know, the thing about it is you can get it on PVD and brushed. And the other thing is, you know how it has on one side, on the side of the buckle, it says Acta Non Verba. And on the other side, it has the actual logo, AWWC logo. So the way they made it, the watches are held in the middle between those two logos. And it's they end up exactly in the middle. They made the strap, it gets the fold that is... Stitch holds the watch right in the middle, so it's when you fold into your wrist, the logos are on each side of it.
Yeah, so you can see it. They can see it from the outside, and you can see the other one from the inside. That's awesome.
And
it's
perfectly thought out. And what I like about it is, you know, Alex improves on it. So every time he does it, he will come with whatever criticism he got, and he will apply it, change it, adapt it, and produce the new one.
That's good. Yeah, you're not going to grow if you don't do that for
exactly.
sure. That's
exactly.
One, you know,
and you know what's crazy, man, is that I don't know if you hear him talk about how this whole thing with the straps happened, man. Like he has, you know, they have that the Decon 2 strap. And that's the one that I was talking about. But, you know, they had that other one that it was supposed to be the primary, you know, the one that that has that quick buckle.
Oh, yeah.
Metal buckle. And those ones, they're way tougher. You can, I don't know if people remember from the podcast, my podcast with Alex, like, and with Tony from AWWC, like, the way they tested it was they hooked up the strap into a pull-up bars and they used the buckle, made the, like, buckled it in. And then someone that was like 280 pounds was doing pull-ups on it. It's like, dude, who thinks about this shit? You know, like.
Grunts.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Exactly.
Let's but run this works, thing over with some Humvees, baby. Slap it to the slave cable. Let's see what it'll do.
Yeah. And the thing is, that was supposed to be the primary strap, and then everyone just fell in love with the Decon 2.
Yeah, they're sick. Are they out of stock still? I want to say the last time I looked, they're out of stock. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing them
in batches.
Yeah, the Decon 2 right now is available, right? So like if you go to their website, the Decon 2 especially, they have depending on which one you choose, like the 20 millimeter brushed is sold out. The 22 millimeter brush is there. The PVD 20 sold out. 22 is there. So 24 for both is there. No, 24 for black is there for the brush is gone. And then the 26 is gone on both. So there is some in there. Yeah, those are
huge. I don't have anything that would fit those.
Yeah. So they have some available and some sold out. But this is the thing. They even have the availability for you to order it with the smartwatch cut, and you can use it on your Apple Watch.
Wow, that's cool.
Because then it comes with the cut in the bottom that the sensor, it lets the sensor through so you can put it on it. Yes.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yes.
That's cool. He's looking out for all the Intel peeps.
I'm telling you, man. Like, he has, he thought about everything with that. And, but there'll be more iterations, you know, and stuff like that. But this one, there is some sizes that's still available.
That's cool. I love AWWC. I love that notice that they just peeped just a few weeks ago. Super cool. Yeah.
Super cool, man. And I love the way they do it, you know, because they do it all in for help and they don't take anything. So
yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know, like especially myself being a disabled veteran, I've gotten to see firsthand what these foundations do. I've been a member of the Wounded Warrior Project since 2016, and you wouldn't believe the stuff they've done for me. You know, I had to go to Germany to the hospital on deployment. They gave me a bunch of free clothing, you know, gave me some money because I didn't have any of my stuff. It all had to stay back at the base and then get shipped to my original duty station. But they helped me out with that. They helped me out getting lodging and all that stuff. Anything I needed off base, food wise, stuff like that. And then here's a crazy thing: when COVID first popped off, they had reached out to vets and they were like, "Hey, you know, is there anybody needing money, you know, just to help out? We know times are tough and stuff's getting crazy." And I put in a form, dude, and they helped me out. They sent me $1,200, you know, and they had like a fund of like 1 million or like 5 million or something like that, where they were just allotting
Man,
out to
that's
help
crazy.
veterans who needed
Yeah.
help. Yeah, which is
That's good,
crazy.
man. That's
Yeah, they do
good.
loads of good stuff.
Anything, dude, I'm all for anything that that helps the community, you know, and that's what, since the beginning, I wanted to get involved with AWWC, you know, like help spread the word and stuff like that, and all that stuff. 'Cause like we say it all the time, you know, like even with me and Jason for Government Cheese Time and stuff like that, dude, we're sponsored by them, but sponsor in name, you know. They don't provide any money for us. Like we don't ask for anything. Because if I was getting paid for anything, you know, it would go right back to them to help, because it doesn't serve any purpose if
Yeah,
I'm
and it's great
taking
you
the money
guys
away.
doing that, helping them at, you know, advertise and just getting the word out more. I do hope, you know, more people start getting stuff from them, and that'll just help them grow and become even larger. Should be cool.
But yeah, it's honestly, it's a great strap, and if people haven't tried it, I recommend that you try it, because if you want that one strap that can do everything and is gonna last you for years and years, and you're gonna pay a little bit more money for it, then go get you the Decon 2, man. Because I'm telling you, yeah, sure, the Hodinkee bros probably don't like it, but everybody else will.
Yeah, I'm not big on Hodinkee myself, but I definitely I'll be looking to pick one up in 22 millimeter and with PVD hardware, you know, whenever if those are available or they come in stock, because I do plan on picking up a Holton Professional sometime soon, just murdered out EB, which would look fantastic on it.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, fire, dude. Straight
For
fire.
sure, man, for sure. But that was my last one, man. That was my last strap. I want to leave that
That
one
was a
for the
good one.
end.
I
That's my
like that.
last one.
I like that. That was a good one, man. So
For
my
sure.
last one is going to be another Hawkrigger gear piece.
Nice.
And we kind of briefly mentioned it at least in the beginning. And this is actually one, this one in particular. I have two different sizes, but this is one that I had asked Stu to make for me specifically for this
Nice.
36 millimeter combat
Yep,
sub that I'd
glycine.
picked up. They're 18 millimeter lugs, and this is the two piece.
The two piece,
So
there you go.
yeah, these are made on two different pieces and they just connect to the lug, and it's the same, you know, loop and buckle style. But these are extremely fantastic. And why I first had ordered these was because of my ball engineer. I'd gotten the Calypso O-rig first and then realized that it did not fit through the lug openings very
Got it.
well. You know, sometimes if it's too tight and you feed your watch through it, you can feel it tearing on the fabric, which is just gonna, every time you take it on and off, it's gonna destroy it. So I had ordered a set that was 20 millimeter for my ball, and it was amazing. You don't have anything going under it, you know, to cause any weird angles or anything like that. So if you have, you know, weird turn down lugs and then the case back is also big, sometimes it will not sit right on a NATO. So you've got to run a two piece strap system. And these are solid, and he carries these now in four sizes, 18, 20, 21, and 22. These come in a little bit pricier than the single pass, and I think that's just due to the more work that he's got to do to them. He's got to sew on these little Cordura pieces, but they're 55, 35, so not
Good, man.
crazy. Yeah,
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
affordable. I mean,
Very.
I guess kind of on the higher end for affordable straps, but not crazy, you know, not a hundred
No.
dollars, if you will.
Yeah, still
And
good.
they're just so comfortable, man. There's something great. I mean, I have the Zulu Alpha on right now, this 22 millimeter, and it's the same style, you know, just a cinch strap. But there's something really magical about Stu's curved buckles, the way they just
Yeah.
hug your wrist. They don't move, you know, it's
Yeah.
just really, really comfortable.
Yeah, and you know, that's like I said before, man, like that curvature probably helps a lot because one of the things that I have, dude, and I'm not gonna say the company, but I had a pretty expensive NATO style strap
Yeah.
that I got, and it was more than the $55 for the hog rigger. And dude, the buckle was so straight and angular that it would dig into the skin.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, dude, like, why
That's
you
just
need to
missing
put,
it big time, dude. You're gonna put out a strap and sell it like that, but you didn't even put it on your own wrist. That's a huge, huge mistake, you know.
So I was like, you know, not for me, man, not for me. And he's a guy that makes straps for a lot of watch companies. So, you know, I was like, you know, for me it was a miss. And
Yeah.
the thing is, when that happens, now, you know, I'm not a customer anymore. So,
No, yeah, it leaves a
you
bad
know,
taste in your mouth. It
yeah.
definitely does, especially when it's something that, I mean, that's pretty obvious. You know, that if you're gonna make a strap, you should darn well be putting it on your wrist, trying it out. You
Yeah,
know, not, you
exactly.
don't trust other people's words, especially not your
Yeah.
manufacturer. You don't just go, "Oh yeah, it's good. Let's sell it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is like, sure, you can wear it looser, but the thing is, that's not what I bought the strap for.
No, yeah,
No.
no, we're not wearing it looser. We want that sun gun tight, dude. We're doing stuff.
Exactly.
We're not typing on a keyboard 24/7. We're out and about. We're
Exactly.
knocking stuff around, yeah.
So, you know, to me, it was like, oh man. And then I was in Alaska when I did that. So the thing is, you know, you in the cold, you feel everything even more.
It hurts. 10 times is worse.
And I remember I had it on when I was out in the field one time and I was like, man, this thing is digging and I can feel it constantly. I was like, this is
And
not
that
it,
metal's
man.
cold too. Yeah.
I was like, this is
Dang.
not it.
Yeah,
So
that'll
having a
definitely
buckle
leave a
that's
bad taste.
comfortable. Yeah, having a buckle that's comfortable and it curved and it is thought out to be comfortable is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that's why the rubbers always hit. You know, rubber straps will always be a big thing in the watch world, I feel like, just because of the comfort level. Metal is not always comfortable to the skin. You know, and not for most people, I don't think. I'm more of a bracelet guy in the wintertime. And I think that's just because my wrist swells quite a bit in the summer. So I'm a strap guy summertime. But
For sure, man. But that was great, man. That was some great options right there. I think
yeah,
we offered
I hope
some
we
pretty
got
good
some good
information.
information out. Yeah.
For sure. I think we did. There's a couple of choices there, man. And
Yeah,
from
and
all the
hey, if you
spectrum.
guys want more straps, I'm sorry, man. We gave them to you. That was 9 solid choices.
It's all the spectrum, right? You got from all the way $7 all the way to
Yeah.
130. See,
And we had
all
a
in there.
bracelet,
All in there.
a crazy rubber NATO one, and then some two-piece rubber. Yeah, and we had a bunch of different materials and NATOs. I think this is a huge slew and great options, very affordable. I think we're definitely helping the guys out.
For sure. Some pretty good companies in there too. So yeah, man.
Shout out to them all.
I'm glad we did this, man. I appreciate you coming in,
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's
doing this thing, man.
been awesome
So,
talking.
oh yeah, for sure. We'll do it again. We'll do another
Yeah,
episode.
I've got some crazy news. We're not going to talk about it right now. I mean, we've talked about it offline, but yeah, I've got some insane news that's going to be coming out in the next few months. Definitely be talking with you and Jason about it here in the future.
Cool, man. And I'm all about it, you know. So you let me know. We'll do it again. We'll put the info out there for everyone to hear and spread the word out, man. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's for sure. So, man, tell everyone where to find you, what Instagram and the blog and stuff like that, and let them
Yes,
know.
sir. All right. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Recon Team Watch Blog. And then in there, you'll find my link to my website at reconteamwatchblog.com. We've got about four contributors right now. We've got two guys in the UK who are both active duty military, one's Navy, one's Army. And we just get out, you know, articles about military service and watches and watch choices for you guys to pick out and stuff like that. Just trying to help the community make better decisions.
For sure, man. And that's pretty cool because a lot of times people, You know, people would say, oh, you know, like, yeah, I like this guy, but he's from here, and or he's from this service and I do this service. Well, now, you know, with your blog, you guys have contributors from all across and different countries too. So, you know, you get a choice right there. So,
yeah. So, hey, like Jason says, one team, one fight.
Exactly. Exactly. One team, one fight. So, yeah, man, you guys heard it. Go follow him on Instagram. Check him out. Check the blog. Great blog. And a couple contributors. So a lot of wealth of information there. So pretty cool. And hopefully you guys enjoy the episode. Hopefully I enjoy the strap episode.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
For sure. And then we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Yes, sir. Take it easy.
Take it easy.